is the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets, you jack wagons! Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir! Is back, Nathaniel Lundy! Yes, reteamed, tis indeed. Another edition of the Fade 5 Podcast. And as we always start off, as Lundy strips for those watching on YouTube, let's honk, honk, hop aboard the Plus Bus, our favorite wager, plus 100 odds or greater on this Freaky Friday. And it's gotten oh so freaky, as you can see there. Lundy, at least he's got a shirt on, but I am dreaming he is sans any upper wear right now. And hopefully I'm dreaming he's going to feed me a winning bet as well. So Lundy, with tickets in hand, what do you like today?
Let's look ahead to round two of the NBA playoffs, shall we? Let's go into the Western Conference semifinals, a matchup that has been set now for what seems like a week and a half. and that is the one that folks were expecting. I think this is going to be a phenomenal series, by the way, between the Minnesota Timberwolves and the Denver Nuggets. And how about this one, Brad? Let's say that Jamal Murray is going to have the most three-pointers in this series against Minnesota. Now, to give you an idea, DraftKings has this exact same bet at plus 215. I'm getting an extra 85 cents by playing this over at BetMGM. Let me give you a couple of reasons why. Now, The lowest odds at both DK and BetMGM are actually on Michael Porter Jr. And I understand why. That pure, just, oh, his shot is so sexy. Like,
clean.
It is everything about his jump shot is picture perfect. In 50 years, they will be showing film of MPJ to kids on how to shoot a jump shot. Yep. It's gorgeous. I've said this before. To me, it is the basketball equivalent of watching Ken Griffey Jr. swing a bat. Just everything about MPJ. However, if you go and look both this season and for the career, MPJ has actually not been all that great from outside the arc, specifically against Minnesota. Whereas Jamal Murray this season is shooting a very sexy 53.3% from outside the arc against the T-Wolves, and on his career is shooting 42% from outside the arc. We all know about the game winners that he hit in the first round against the Lakers, but outside of that, Murray has actually looked a little rusty, shall we say. And I believe that these days off are going to benefit him greatly in terms of feeling better from the leg injury. And I think he's going to get that jump shot back. And at plus 300, I cannot resist Jamal Murray, the blue arrow, to knock down the most threes in the series against the T-Wolves. Oh, that number's sexy.
Very sexy. And you know, he's been logging a lot of masseuse time to get that calf ready for the next round. I love that wager. Get seduced by that juice of plus 300 externally value there. Let's head the diamond. Let's go to Beantown. Although this game's going to be played in Minnesota, I'm going to go with a Bow Sock, and that is Rafael Devers to knock in a run. That's all I need is Ribby at plus 120 there at BetMGM. He's going against Chris Paddock. Chris Paddock has a 5.88 ERA and very close to a 40% hard hit rate. He's also given up a 1.73 home run per nine mark. So he has been slapped around. Devers could do this one crack of the bat and over the fence. Could be a solo shot or guys on base. That doesn't matter if you want to sprinkle some additional action on him for a home run. That's plus 333 at BetMGM, as a matter of fact. Devers only knocked in a run in his last seven games, and sure, his 182 ISO is not all that appealing. But again, 2-for-2 lifetime against Paddock. One of those two hits was for a double, so he has some success. I hear you. Sample size, Evan. Sample size. I don't care. Paddock, I believe, is going to get punished, and I think Rafi Devers will knock in himself or somebody else. I will take the value there at plus 120. With those bets on the board, let's get after it with another edition of the Fade 5.
Number 5.
Numero cinco. Let's go to a disgusting matchup out west. It's the Oakland. What are they right now? Like the D pluses? They're not the Fs anymore. They got a passing grade.
It's a D. It might be a D plus. It just depends on whether the professor's grading on a curve.
Well, it's all about the D in other areas. But I will say this, J.P. Sears, I like the over on 17.5 outs. He's taking on the Miami Marlins. Really, dregs of the cake in their own right. They're down there in Chicago White Sox territory in terms of scoring runs. So I think he's going to go at least six innings. Minus 110 juice there at BetMGM. Very viable on this prop. You look at Sears, he has gone over this. In fact, he's gone for at least 18 outs in three of his last four games. Yeah, he's got that hideous 6.23 ERA at home, but, you know, small sample size there. 6.55 K per nine, so it doesn't really pile up the strikeouts, which means he doesn't really pile the pitches. As long as he's on point, walks have been problematic at times this year for him, evidenced by his 3.00 base on balls per nine mark on the season. But Miami, number 29 in weighted runs created against Southpaw pitching, and that's what J.P. Sears is, and it gets worse. They're number 30, dead last. They're worse than the Chicago White Sox on the road in WRC Plus as well. So put all together, J.P. Sears over 17.5 outs against the visiting Marlins, minus 110 at BetMGM. Book it out of the box here, Lundy. Fade. Or follow.
No, I'm a fan of this one because look, Miami's on a winning streak against the Rockies.
The Pebbles.
Yeah. You win three against the Rockies. Like
that was at home. That's why they won those three games.
I'm sorry. That's like, that's silly. That's how bad the Rockies are. Anyway, we'll talk about them coming up here in a second. No, I mean, look, you're going up against Miami, and I can appreciate that they're probably feeling good that they won three games in a row. But yeah, you got to go now coast to coast. Go straight from Miami to Oakland to be able to play this one. I just think this all lines up for Sears to be able to get at least the six inning mark. And, you know, frankly, Oakland's going to win the game too.
Yeah, forget Herbergers. Forget J.C. Penney. Shop at Sears.
Number four.
Numero Quattro here on the Fade at Five podcast. Let's get some plus money on the board. And it's a seductive plus money on George Kirby, also the name of my corpulent Norfolk Terrier. So naturally, I gravitate toward this bet whenever available on the under a half a walk. I don't think he's going to issue a single free pass on the road against the Houston Astros. You see that sexy juice there, plus 190 at BetMGM. Kirby is a Monet on the mound, a guy that really paints the quarters and pounds the zone. He's got a zone percentage approaching 57% on the season. Only just 1.11 walks per nine on the year as well. The 28.2 call plus swinging strike rate. He has been under a half a walk in three of six starts. So in half of his appearances so far this season, this is cash. You're getting right now at plus 190. And on top of that, most appealing, Lundy, Houston, dead last in base on balls percentage over the last 2 weeks. They're only walking on 5.7% of their plate appearances during that span. So pull it all together. George Kirby. Oh, come here, little Fred. Oh, you're so furry. Here's a sausage under a half a walk against the Houston Astros on the road. Plus 190 at BetMGM. Good sir. Bid or follow.
Oh, this is, I never trust it for zero walks. I just don't. Even at plus 190, man, I don't.
That juice, man. Drink it.
I know. But look, going to fade you on this one. I think something funky happens in one at bat, because that's all it takes is one at bat. One time where there's a runner on second, first is open, you're just like, yeah, let's see if this idiot will swing on this one that's 4 feet outside the strike zone, which Angel Hernandez would call a strike. But at some point, something like that's going to happen. So I'm going to fade you on this one, because I think Mr. Kirby winds up giving at least one pass. Something funky is going to happen, and your bet is going to be smelling funky.
George Kirby, be a good little boy for me.
number three.
All right, new merch race here on the Fade at Five podcast. The White Sox, we got to fade them. It's kind of a rite of passage. We had to do that religiously throughout the entire year because they are the dregs of the keg. They are continuous laughing stock, much like the Colorado Pebbles. And where are the White Sox playing? Well, they're in St. Louis. So as a result of this SGP, come with me. If you're buying what I'm selling, give me Sonny Gray. Over 17.5 outs, and the Cardinals on the money line. Don't get that at plus odds, but a very viable and hopefully bankable as well. -120 juice there, constructed at BetMGM, which I believe is one of the very few sports books that allows action and SGPs over under on pitcher outs. And the fact that you could parlay this with Cardinals on the money line, you know, it makes all the sense in the world. So correlate, synergize, and bring it all together. The White Sox, number 23, and weighted runs created here the last couple of weeks. So showing some life at the dish, thanks to the Tampa Bay Rays, who they improbably swept a few days ago, but they still only played it 51 dudes in 13 games during that span. Sonny Gray has been magical on the mound, 1.16 ERA on the season. Yeah, the expected ERA is a little bit higher at 2.13, but it's not outlandish. It's got to really skyrocket, even if there is some sort of correction. You look at the other analytics, 12.34 K per nine, outstanding. 1.54 walks per nine, equally outstanding. And on top of that, one of the lowest hard hit rates allowed in the bigs among starters this season. Top 10, as a matter of fact, in that category, giving up just 26.4%. He has won at three of his last four games, so I think he's going to easily complete six innings. And the Cardinals, I know they have been living in the land down under as far as under 500 for much of the season, but it's Chicago on the south side. All they do is serve up grapefruits on a silver platter. So the Cardinals should play enough guys and get the win. So to recap on this SGP, Sonny Gray over 17.5 outs in St. Louis to win the game, -120 at BetMGM. Lundy, fade or follow?
My thanks to BetMGM for actually letting us do some of these things.
Yes,
there's a bunch of times where books just piss me off because I can get into the player props. I'm trying to SGP, and they'll pick like a line that they won't let me use.
Yep.
I can bet it straight as a player prop, and then all of a sudden it disappears when I'm trying to same game parlay. It's dumb. Fix your shit, people. You should look, if you offer the prop on a player by itself, your computers know how to put the odds together in an SGP. It ain't that hard.
Nope.
Drives me nuts when they offer a player prop. And then
they're cowards, bloody cowards.
I try to jump into the SGP market, and all of a sudden that one's not available. It drives me absolutely bonkers. So the fact that you can do this one, look, it's a gimme. I mean, it's the White Sox. Okay. I mean, meh, what do you want me to say? It's the White Sox. There are teams that we can go against. Miami's one of them. Colorado's one of them. The White Sox are one of them. Oakland right now we gave a D+ to, but eventually they'll come back down too because they're Oakland. Take advantage of this one. You can SGP it and get it to -120. I'll pay the juice because this should be automatic.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Chicago, they're going to be dungeon dwellers pretty much all season long. Sonny Gray, it's going to be a great day, and that is a positive. A lot of other positives right now at thegamingjuice.com. Go there. Read all of our free content and sign up for a free account. Got to be rolling out some members-only content on the near horizon. In fact, our NFL Gamers Guide is live. It's essentially a living fantasy football draft kit with some sports betting action and the player props market also peppered in. Got to be a member if you want to check out that landing page with all the content there. Going to be rolling out some NFL team previews starting next week. We're going to do a multitude of those, every single team, multiple per week, leading up to training camp, and a whole host of other content available there as well, including my NFL player ranks for fantasy football. Lundy's content, the NHL lives there. Nate Jacobson is even supplying Kentucky Derby takes. Read them right now at thegamingjuice.com. Get seduced by the juice today.
Number two.
Right, numero dos here on the feed. Five countdown. Let's go to the NBA playoffs. Let's go to a matchup. And a potential, I think it's an elimination game, if I'm standing corrected. Is that right? Yeah, okay. Between the Dallas Mavericks and, of course, the LA Clippers. No Kawhi Leonard going to be in uniform. I'm going to side with the superstar here of the Mavs and say Luka Doncic goes over 19.5 rebounds plus assists and a minus 106 juice there at FanDuel. And a little early. Bonus time! Bonus time! Might as well sprinkle a little something for him to get a triple-double as well, if I feel confident he's going to do this. Because, you know, it's very likely it could be a 10-10 game, which he has done already in this series. You look at Luka, he's only averaging 18 flat combined in rebounds and assists in this series. 9.2 rebounds per game, 8.8 assists per game to be exact. He's only gone over this one time in the five prior meetings in this series. And you look at the clip, kind of middle of the pack defensively in the NBA postseason, the seventh fewest opponent rebounds per game and the fifth fewest assists per game to opponents they have surrendered. So there's a lot of counter evidence here, maybe taking you down a different path and saying, Evans, I got to fade the living daylights out of this, but I can't. Not when Dallas can slam the door and move on. And typically in these instances, look at Jalen Brunson last night in Philly, dropping a fat 41. Doncic, it could be like 35, 10 and 10. You may be pooling up in all the wrong places in the final minute of the game. And he snags a meaningless rebound to get us over the top. I don't care how he gets there. I'm feeling, and it's more of a gut feeling, confident here, somewhat so, Lundy, on Luka over 19.5 rebounds plus assists at a lighter juice, minus 106 at FanDuel Sportsbook. Good, sir. Better follow.
I like that. I'm feeling confident. Well, sort of. I mean, but maybe. I mean, I don't. Wow, did you quantified the hell out of that pick?
Yeah, the NBA has pillaged my bank account. That was a profitable night last night, but that has been such a rarity for me. So, you know, again, I take this with some reluctance.
Oh, please don't talk to me about that. I have in the last. In the last 17 days, I think is what it comes out to be, 18 days. Now, some of it I couldn't do because I was in California where betting's not legal. But in the last 18 days, Brad, I have gotten a grand total of 6 MLB bets correct.
Oh,
six, folks. As in one more than 5, but not quite 7.
Yeah.
6, that is all I have gotten correct in the last 18 days. We are down on the lovely spreadsheet 13.1 units in the last 18 days.
Hey, man, you're hitting rock bottom. You're due for a comeback. It's coming.
Oh,
it's coming.
Well, the problem was I had a day where all of a sudden I went 3-0 and then turned around and went 0-4 the very next day. What you're doing from an NBA standpoint, like I haven't even been bothering to put NBA picks on the spreadsheet because I'm just so annoyed at how I've been betting lately. But I just keep going back to the MLB. Yesterday, for example, let's talk about me doing total bases on Byron Buxton. What happens?
Oh, got hurt.
My hammy. He hits a single and then, my hammy. And I'm like, oh, you got to be effing kidding me, people. You got to be kidding me. So Luka to go over. I would take this one. I'll be honest. I think it's a lot sexier to bet on him for the trip dub. But this is a solid play. And I think you're right. You're probably going to be sweating this one late. You're going to be crossing your fingers for some kind of meaningless rebound.
Oh, let that rebound come to Luka's hands with a minute to go. I don't care, Luka. Make me some damn money.
Number one.
All right, numero uno here on the Fade at 5 Friday edition of the podcast. Oh, the saliva is going to start flying here. Franz Wagner over 1.5 made triples in that matchup against the Cavs at a plus 114. Yeah, I get seduced by that juice indeed there at DraftKings Sportsbook. Why do I think Franz Wagner is going to hit the over on 1.5 made threes? Well, he's getting a significant amount of tick The oil that works the engine for this squad in the postseason and in the regular season. The postseason, he's averaging 36.4 minutes per game, Lundy, averaging 20 flat points per game, getting rebounds, getting assists like crazy, and he's also making some triples. He's jacking 4.8 threes per game in this series and hitting 1.8 per game. So, hey, that's about the 1.5 needed. Just basically hit your average in with cash. Sure, he's only hitting at a 33 1/3 clip, but I do not care. I think he's got to get there. He has done this in 3 of 5 matchups against the Cavs. And sure, Cleveland's only given up 10.2 opponent threes made per game of the Magic in this series, and 30.7%. That's it along the arc. So again, more counter evidence, but Franz Wagner, who has got a name among like 19th century composers. I think he's got to wave the baton. The violins are going to be soaring. The timpani's going to be slamming because we're going to be celebrating a victory with a pair of threes made. And let's not make it as sweaty bet, please, Franz. Just go ahead and take care of this in the first half. On that, over my top play of the day, 1.5 main triples at a plus 114 juice at DraftKings. Good sir, better follow.
Well, the problem is normally I'd follow you, but you just told me how you've been doing on your NBA picks. I mean, you kind of spoiled the ending of the book. You know, you let the cat out of the bag. You buried the lead. I can't, whatever other cliches you want to throw out there. Tell you what, if I'm going to get off the schneid when it comes to my baseball bets, which I actually like, I think I'm going to have to go donate some plasma when you and I are done because I got to replenish the account. But that said, I'll follow you on this one. I don't think I can fade you twice in the same five, even though I probably should. So let's go with it. Let's go with Franz Wagner and his beautiful symphony. We just need it to be symphony number 2, as in 2 made threes. See what I did there?
Yeah, not a number 2 in the Porcelain King.
No, that's me with baseball bets. That's,
well, you know. Guess what? It's bonus time, Lundy. It's time for you to pull down your pants, take care of business, because Major League Baseball could be something you're investing in. Maybe it's the NHL, the NBA, maybe on the ponies. I don't know jack squat about horse racing, and no, I am not going to make a Kentucky Derby bet. Again, go to thegamingjuice.com and read Nate Jacobson's picks and advice. Far more sage than yours truly. But good sir, you are a very wise man as well. What else do you like here on this Friday?
Yeah, not leave the wise part out of it. Let me stay in basketball. I gave you one of the futures that I like in terms of Jamal to have the most threes, in part because of the juice that we were getting at a plus 300 over there at BetMGM. Let me go to two other picks that I've got for the upcoming series. So nothing for tonight. These are for round 2 series. Right now, Brad, at DraftKings, for Nikola Jokic to be the leading scorer in the series against Minnesota is minus 105. But guess what? At BetMGM, it's plus 150. It's plus 150 Ooh. For Jokic to be the leading scorer at BetMGM. And again, those are minus odds over at DraftKings. So I will take advantage of that with Jokic. He's averaged 33 points per game against Minnesota this season. That's in 4 starts. To give you an idea, second highest odds, not surprisingly, are for Ant. They're for Anthony Edwards, but he in the games this season against Denver only averaged 26. So I'm just going to play the numbers game here that Jokic steps up. And part of the reason I say that is if you look at Jokic's career against Minnesota, not just this season, but overall on his career, he's only averaging 6.5 assists per game against the T-Wolves. He's taking matters into his own hands when they're playing Minnesota. That's why, like this season, 4 assists per game, 4 against Minnesota in the 4 games that he's had to go with those 33 points. When he's playing Minnesota, he's getting it done himself. And so at BetMGM, plus 150 for Jokic to be the leading scorer in the series. I will play that one just because of the payout that I'm going to be able to get. And then looking at the Knicks and the Pacers, as well as the Nuggets and the T-Wolves. Over at DraftKings, give me both of those series to go over 5.5 games.
Yep.
I need each one of them to go at least 6 games. And if that happens over at DK, plus 164.
Oh!
Holy crap, is that sexy to me. Remember, when we talk about this, I think this Minnesota-Denver series is going to be phenomenal. And when you look at the Knicks and the Pacers beat the Knicks 2 out of 3 in the regular season, folks. So I think this one's destined to go at least 6 and maybe go the full 7. But all I need is a half a dozen games out of each of those series, and I'm going to be sitting on a plus 164 over at DraftKings. Play for tonight for you on the ice. You do have 2 elimination games, but the potential for both of them to wind up going to a game 7. Why? Because it's the home team that is in desperation mode. And if both of them wind up winning, then we advance into a game 7 that'll take place on Sunday. But here's the one that I like the best. Again, shopping the juice. It's plus 290 at Caesars. It's plus 340 at FanDuel. Give me Dallas and Vegas to go to overtime. Plus 340 at FanDuel for that one to find its way into an extra frame. I really like that. And then in both games tonight, if you take the alt total, take it to a minus 6.5 instead of a minus 5.5, which is what both games are sitting at. Minus 6.5 on the total in both games. Alt line it. You're going to get yourself at a plus 145 at DraftKings. And finally, I'm going to give you a couple of parlays and then an afternoon play that I like. All Pennsylvania all the time. Give me the Phillies and the Pirates, both on the money line, plus 151 on that two-legger. And by the way, I sprinkled a quarter unit bet on both of them on the run line, by the way, and that jacks it up to a plus 383. And then you already talked about St. Louis. I took the Cardinals, parlayed that with the money line on the Yankees on the money line at home. They are at home against the Tigers. That is a plus 121. Over at BetMGM. And finally, this afternoon, if you get a chance to play it between the Cubbies and Milwaukee, the wind is blowing in, so you may wind up seeing the under in that one. I think our meteorologist, Mr. Evans, would agree with that. Supposed to be about 10, 12 miles an hour. However, 2 different ways you can play it. Give me William Contreras to score a run in that contest. I know that runs are going to be at a premium, but this guy's got 28 of them in 30 games played for Milwaukee. So I will take him to score a run at plus 115. But if you want to get sexy, you can do this over at BetMGM. It's plus 150 for him to score a run and have a hit. That's all it is. Doesn't have to be a single, whatever. It's just a hit and score a run. I'm saying he's going to get on base, and then he turns around and scores, touches that, you know, home plate thing, right? Put it all together, plus 150 at BetMGM. Remember, I suck. Fade everything I just said. I yield the floor to the gentleman from Illinois.
Oh, man, some enticing plus money wagers toss out there by Lundy. Here's another one. Team Huevos parlay play of the day time. Lundy's already on the Buccos, and so am I. So all this SGP, come with me if you are buying what I am selling. Give me the Pirates there to win straight up there. Leg numero uno against the Colorado Rockies. Colorado number 30, dead last in weighted runs created in Major League Baseball the last couple of weeks. Pittsburgh, only one spot better. But the Pirates are at home. They shall take care of business. Leg numero dos. One of the primary reasons why they're going to take care of business. Martin Perez is toe of the rubber. Give me him for 4 more strikeouts. Colorado has the second highest strikeout rate over the last couple of weeks of any team in the bigs at 28.1%. And Perez has punched at least 4 in 4 of his last 5 starts. And leg numero tres. Brian Reynolds. The switch hitter's got a slap one in the outfield. Give me him for a hit. He's going against Cal Quantrill. He is 4-for-7 with a 1,143 OPS lifetime against Quantrill. And Reynolds has gotten a hit in 6 of his last 9. Nice game. So to recap all the SGP team, Huevos parlay play of the day style. Buccos, money line, Perez, 4 more Ks, Reynolds for a hit. Plus 165 at DraftKings Sportsbook. Elsewhere, Boat is time. Lundy, let's stay on the diamond. Jose Quintana Give me the under on 2.5 earned runs on the road against the Tampa Bay Rays. Why the Rays? Not exactly emitting a whole lot of sunshine in the box score offensively. Number 24 in weighted runs created over the last 13 games, giving up or just scoring 38 runs. You look at Quintana, yeah, he's got a pretty good surface ERA, 3.48. The expected ERA is at 6.00. Eventually, a correction is going to come because he walks too many guys and doesn't strike out a whole lot of guys, but he gets a lot of weak contact as well, evidenced by his 1.41 ground ball to fly ball ratio. Again, Tampa hitting a lot of worm burners. I don't think they're going to put a ton of crooked numbers in the scoreboard. So under Quintana, 2.5 earned runs and a -105 juice at BetMGM. Sonny Gray! All right, I'm already on the over on the SGP market on wins, and I parlayed that with the Cardinals on the money line. That was -120. I'll do it even better. Gray to get the win at DraftKings is -110. Right now, and I would take advantage of that for all the reasons I mentioned. The white sucks, certainly applies. Sonny Gray has been masterful on the mound, and again, he's won 3 of his last 4 starts, make it 4 of his last 5. Also, Justin Turner giving the over on total bags at a -115 juice. That number, of course, at a 1.5 number. I love the HRR, but it's 2.5. And if you want to really get, you know, seduced by the juice, you could wager on that over 2.5. Significant plus money if you do. But I honestly think the more achievable outcome here is with the over on total basis. It's happy Patrick Corbin Day, as my buddy Cody Decker always likes to scream and yell the masses. Turner has teed off against Corbin in his career, 16 for 39. That's a .410 batting average, folks, and a 1,144 OPS. Yeah, shut up. Oh, sample size guys out there listening to the podcast. 39 at-bats in his career against Corbin with 16 hits. Many of those are the extra base variety. Corbin, as usual, stinking up to high heaven. 6.82 ERA, 6.60 expected ERA. So his ERA is essentially where it should be. You know, you look at Turner, he's only gone over 1.5 total bags 3 times in the last 8 games. But maximize the matchup. Justin Turner over 1.5 total bases. All right, I am out of picks. I am out of breath. And we are out of time here on the Fade 5 podcast. Do us a favor, drop us a rating and a review at your convenience. Also, Fade or follow us on the X. We're always trying to give it to you. Lundy at Nate Lundy, myself at Noisy Huevos. Go to thegamingjuice.com right now. And until next time, we'll be back on Tuesday. As always, Fade or follow. That is up to you.